Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
I recently talked with Nikki Fiddledy-Dahl, the state advisor for the North Dakota FFA.
What's been going on with the North Dakota FFA? I know there's a couple of different things we can talk about. Maybe just the leadership meeting that you guys had recently. How did that go?
Yeah, we just wrapped up September 17th and 18th. We had the North Dakota FFA Leadership Development Conference, and we had over 1,100 FFA members and advisors in attendance. And we break those up into a variety of different conferences where we have the 101 conference, which is for freshmen led by our North Dakota State FFA officer team. We also have the Blue Gold conference, and we hire facilitators to come in and work with sophomores through seniors. And we have a very unique conference called the Aspire Conference, where students who are interested in learning more about how to be a state FFA officer and those interested in potentially running attend. And our past state officers actually help facilitate that. So it was a weekend packed with a lot of camaraderie, leadership development. And we also facilitated a community service project where programs could bring and donate books. And so we were able to donate over 1,000 books to little libraries around the Bismarck, Mandan area. We even had chapters take them home to their own little libraries. So just a small way that North Dakota FFA was able to give back to our communities.
I'm sure, as always, things are moving like clockwork, but it's always going to be interesting as the state advisor, and I know you're fairly new to this, but every year changing over the leadership and bringing young men and women along to kind of go through the process of learning what it takes to be the state secretary or the vice president or the president. Does it keep you hopping, or do the kids kind of just generally kind of move right in?
Yeah. They do a really great job of hitting the ground running. They don't really have a choice, but we bring in facilitators from National FFA, and then they also work with our team at the North Dakota State Capitol to learn what it takes to be an FFA officer. And it's so fun and rewarding to get a new team because they always have different strengths and weaknesses from the team before, and it's really great to see the growth that they've had over the year.
All right. Very good. By the way, if you want to check out more about the FFA, you can certainly go to the North Dakota FFA website. Do you happen to have that? Is that a .org or a .com? I think it's a .org, isn't it?
NDFFA.org.
Yeah, I was kind of perusing around a little bit earlier today. Before we move on to the national convention, I do want to mention that you mentioned some folks in Richland County. The FFA chapter there actually placed pretty high on a national contest. So what is the details?
Yeah. So a portion of National Convention is actually held virtually this year and in previous years. And so Richland 44 FFA chapter and Wahpeton FFA chapter recently competed in the premier chapter categories. And they basically were showcasing an activity, and they're the top 10 in the nation in each of their areas. And after that, the top three in each area was chosen, and Richland 44 FFA is in the top three. So they get to go, and they will be presenting live at National FFA Convention, and both Wahpeton and Richland will be showcased on the national stage as well during that convention. But huge shout out to Richland 44 for their hard work. They were in the premier chapter area of strengthening agriculture for their project called A Place to Advocate, which is where they designed placemats and donated them to local restaurants.
Oh,
and so a great way for them to advocate for agriculture in a unique way. So shout out to Tony Bame, who is the FFA advisor of the Richland 44 FFA chapter.
Absolutely. Big kudos to them, and what a great thing for them to do. And awesome that they're going to be recognized at the national convention. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, we're already so proud. We always have a great year. North Dakota goes to the national convention and really represents our state. And we're just so excited to get there and just to see how our kids perform and continue to showcase the premier leadership, personal growth, and career success
right
that our teachers work so hard to provide them.
This is Inside Agriculture.